Yes, I'm sorry?
What time will we learn tomorrow?
I recommend 8:20. If that works for everybody, that's what I recommend. Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara begins, Hai Mai, onto the third line. E Amrit Bishloima. Now, to understand the next Shtikl Gemara, we really have to do a quick Chazara of the last Shtikl Gemara that we learned yesterday. It's rather straightforward. Daphne Halton Kopavissel. If you go back to the Gemara on Tes Amid Beis, go up approximately 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, you'll see the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Barafuna Nira Mi Bachutz Vishava Bibifnim Nidoin Mishum Lechi. So we had a fairly extensive discussion about this yesterday, and we're going to talk about it yet again today. And that is, if you're talking about a lechi, the question is, assuming that the lechi is mishum heker, do you have to see it on all sides? Is it enough that you see it in the mavui side? Is it enough to see it in the rishus harabim side? So Rabbi Baravuna says, nira mi b'chutz. What happens if you have a lechi that you can see from the outside? But shabbat b'mifnim, but from the inside you don't see anything. A clear example would be, for instance, in picture bays on the left-hand side of Tes Amid Beis, where you see that funny-looking box, which says Nirmi Bachutz V'Shavim B'Bifnim. That box is really the three walls of the Mavui. Notice on the right-hand side is a smaller little box sticking out. That smaller little box is what we call a lechi, and that lechi can easily be seen by people standing outside in the Shisar Abim. They say, hey, what's that funny pole doing over there? And then someone says, not funny. That's the Kuvit Shabbos Kodesh, to be able to go and carry in the Mavui on Shabbos. But nobody in the Mavui sees it because it's Shabbat B'Vimnim. Inside the box, this three-walled Mavui, you don't see any sign at all that there's a lechi. Question is, does that work or not? Rabbi Rav Huna said, yes. It doesn't have to be seen by the people inside the Mavui, as long as it's seen by somebody. And who are the somebodies? The people living in Shusar Abim. So that works, and that is fine. But then Rabba and some Agores Rabba Barafuna, meaning the same Rabba Barafuna that just said now that Lechi works near me b'chutz v'shabim b'fnim, that same Rabba says Moisvinen Ashmaitin, and we have a kasha on our very own shmaitza. In other words, on what I just said. What's the kasha? We have a bright, it's a mishnah later on in our masechta. We've already referred to it a couple of times. You start over with a klein chige chotzer, which is nifritz, it means it's totally open into a chotzer gedoyla. And you saw the picture, remember, on the right hand side of Rashi on the bottom, where the chotzer ktana opens up into the chotzer gedoyla, which is wider. Okay, so what's the status? Gedoylah Mutaris. The Gedoylah is allowed to go and carry throughout. All the people that live in the Gedoylah can carry on Shabbos. The reason is because it basically has four walls. Three walls you see from the three sides. But even the open wall towards the Chotzer Ktana, that opening is 10 amos or less, which is just like a normal Pesach. And it has to the right and to the left what we call Pitzimen or Mezuzos. It has parts of the wall, the doorpost to that opening. So therefore you have four normal walls you can carry in the Chotzer Gedoylah. However, the Mishnah says you cannot carry in the Chotzer Ktana. Why can you not carry in the Chotzer Ktana? Because it only has three walls. The fourth wall is totally open. There are no quote-unquote ptzimen. Ptzimen means the two adjoining right and left doorposts or pieces of building jutting out. You don't have that in the Ktana. You only have it in the Gedoylah. So it's awesome. Neshim Kipischa Shel Gedoylah. That opening of the Chotzer Ktana has the status of a doorway of the Gedoylah, but not of the Ktana. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So now Rabbah asks on his own halacha, Vimiso, if you're going to go and tell me that Nirmi Bachutz V'Shabbat Mivifnim is Nidoin Mishim Lachi, Ktana Nami Tishteri, Nirmi Bachutz V'Shabbat Mivifnim, why don't we deem the two little walls on the right and on the left of the Chatzik Tana, which are walls of the parts of the fourth wall of the Chatzik Doyla, why don't we say that those are also parts of the fourth wall of the Chatzik Tana? Now it's true, when you're in the Chatzik Tana, you don't see the Ptzimin, the right and the left. Says Agamara, who needs to see them? You just concluded that if you have Nira Mi Bachutz, the Shabbat Mi Bifnim, even though I don't see it in the Movik Tana or the Chatzik Tana, but the Chatzik Dola people see it, so that's enough. So why would the Ktana be Osir? That was the Kasha the Rabbi asked on himself. So Amar Rav Zeira bin Echnasin Koisik Tana L'Gdoyla. It's talking about that the walls of the Koisik Tana go and jut into the Gdoyla, which is in fact that picture here on the bottom, where it doesn't have that the Chatzik Tana just ends when the Chatzik Doyla begins, but there are walls of the Chatzik Tana continuing to travel, continuing to stand into the Chatzik Doyla. So I don't have the benefit of those Petzimen, because those Petzimen are not to the Chatzik Tana, they are strictly to the Chatzik Doyla. So this is not a good case of Nir B'Chutz Sham B'Fnim, because I don't have the Lechis for the Chatzik Tana, they don't exist. Why don't they exist? Why don't we go and say that we fill up that area between the wall of the Chatzik Tana and the wall of the Chatzik Doyla, fill up that whole area, and so therefore it's as if you're bringing down or bringing up, whichever way you want to look at it, the Petzimen of the Chatzir Gedola, so that they should now end at the ending of the wall of the Chatzik Tana. So now you have new virtual walls which are extending from the walls of the Chatzik Tana that are jutting into the Chatzik Doyla. From there, add now imaginary remote walls, virtual walls, all based on the concept of lavud. Maybe you're going to go and tell me it's not going to work over here. Why is it not going to work? Because in fact, the space between the wall of the Chatzik Doyla and the Chatzik Tana are very wide. It's an amma, 2, 3, 4 ammas. And therefore there's no possibility of saying lovet to go and fill up that space, because lovet is up to a maximum of 3. And according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, 4 tvachim. So maybe it's much wider. It says, Imar b'vatani Rav Ada Baravimi Kamid Rav Chanina Ketana b'eser gedol b'achas esrei. When he was learning that Mishnah, he said that the whole difference between the gedol and ketana is 1 amma altogether. And if you split up the amma into half, you put 3 tvachim on this wall, 3 tvachim on that wall, and then the width of the wall also occupies at least a couple of inches. You got less than 3 tvachim on each side, so go and say lavud. It's talking about not that the Chatzik Tana centered in the middle of the Chatzik Doyla, but rather it came into the Chatzik Doyla on a little bit to the side. So one of the Petzimen was only Taka 2 Tvach. So there you could say Lovet and truncate it and say I have one of the two Lechis, or one of the two Petzimen. But it's not going to work on the other side, because the other side is 4 Tvachim. Efreit Yimara, okay, Vlamed Lovim Beruach Achas V'Tishri, why do you have to have two Lechis? You only need one Lechis, so you have one Petzimen. Who said you have to have two? So to Yimara, that's a Rebbe Lishitasi that holds Be'in and Shnei Pasim, that when you're talking about a Chotzer, as opposed to a Mavu, you have to have two Pasim. Two Pasim means the equivalent of two Lechis, the two Petzimen on the two sides, the sign of the Kulim, the Braisa. Chotzer, not a Mavu. Chotzer, the Teresh, Pasechot, Rebbe Yoim, Mishnei Pasim. Fine. That's what we concluded yesterday. So, succinctly, what happened was, Rabbi Rav Huna said that the Lachi is that Nira mi bachutz, Shava mi befnim, is Nidoi mishum Lechi. The Mishnah of Chatzik Tana, Chatzik Doyla suggests otherwise, there, because otherwise, so why isn't the Chatzik Tana also mutter based on the very same Pesach that's matir the Chatzik Doyla? Let it also be matter the Chatzik Tana. So what was our answer? We had to give a whole bunch of ukimtas. The ukimta number one said, Reb Zeira, nichnasin koislik tana ligdoyla. Doesn't say anything about that, but Reb Zeira said, we got to learn it in that way. Nichnasin koislik tana ligdoyla. Yeah, but I still got a problem. Go and do love it. Oh, it's talking about, like Ravina said, it's 4 and 2. So by a combination of giving these terutzim of Reb Zeira and Ravina, we're able to fa'enfer, we're able to go and answer the kasha from the Mishnah of Chotzek Tan. But the pashtus of that Mishnah is certainly like Rabbi asked initially, that nir mi b'chut, shavu b'vnim, einoy nidoin mishum lechi. And the Gemara now is basically going to repeat everything we've just learned. Says the Gemara, hai mai. Bottom line, let's look at that Mishnah carefully. If you're going to conclude that in fact you need to see the lechi mi b'fnim, not only mi b'chutz, and therefore if you only see b'chutz, it's not a good lechi. The Rebbe sovala ki Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe then would hold like Rebbe Yossi. We'll get back to that in a moment. Udrab Zeira, Udrab Inalesa. And then I don't need to come on to the Ukimtis, to the Dochik Pshatim of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira that said it's talking about that the Koslik Tana are jutting into the Chotzik Daila. I don't need to come on to Ravina that said that it's four and it's two. Because the whole purpose of giving those Pshatim was all to fa'emfer the Kasha on Rabbi Barafuna that holds that it's nidon mishum lachi, and therefore the Chotzik Tana should be good. So why taka do we say that it's asur? So you have to say Reb Zeira mit Ravina, the walls are jutting out, you don't have love it, it's four and two. However, if you're going to go and say that nir mi b'chutz v'shavim b'mifnim ain't a nidon mishum lachi, I don't need to come on to these doichik pshatim. Rather, the reason why you don't say that the Chotzik Tan is mutter, because einoy nida mishum lachi. Very simple. Now you're going to ask me, why does the Mishnah talk about a case where the Chotzik Gedoyle is greater than the Chotzik Tana exactly by one amma, 11 as opposed to 10? Mishum hachik Tana the Eser Ugdoyle b'chas Esrei Mishum the Rabbi Sovala k'Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yossi. Who is this Rabbi Yossi? We've never come across this Rabbi Yossi before, but Baruch Hashem, we will come across this Rabbi Yossi in another few days. And that is, if you turn to the Mishnah on Yud Dalet Amid Beis, 14b, Yud Dalet Amid Beis, the Mishnah says that Alechi's Shir is a Kol Shehu, like we've learned in the past. The whole thickness, the whole width of a lechi is a koshu. Rabbi Yossi, Oymen, no, Rochban Gimel Tvachim. You have to make sure that the lechi is at least three Tvachim to be a kosher lechi. Ah, that's the reason why the Mishnah of Chotzik Doyle and Chotzik Tana requires that the Chotzik Doyle is one Amamur to be Matir the Chotzik Doyle. Because we wanted the two Petzimen on the two sides. Each one should be three tvachim. Two times three tvachim gets us to six tvachim. That's why the Chotzik Gedoyle is greater by one amma. So, all of that fits into place very nicely. But let's go the other way around. Eliyamis, if you're going to go and say, like the Gemara answered the Kasha on Rabbi Barav Huna from the Mishnah of Chotzik Tana. And how are we going to say? We're going to say that nir mi b'chutz v'shav mifnim is nidoy mishum lachi. And therefore we have a problem. Why is the Chotzik Tana then asur to carry on Shabbos? And we have to come on Udrab Zeira, Udrab Vina Isa. So I need to come on to Rab Zeira that the walls of the Chotzik Tana are jutting out into the Chotzik Doyla. And I need to come on to Ravina that this is four tvachim, this is two tvachim. For Rabbi Loisava, like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. You don't need to come on to the Rabbi Yossi of Daf Yud Dalet. Rabbi really holds that a lechi could be a mashu. So, Frank Gemara, Gdol Bachas Esrei Lomeli. Why did the Gemara bring from a Braisa, Toni Rav Ada Baravimi, that the greater Chotzer is 11 Amos, and the smaller Chotzer is 10 Amos? Who needs this one Amma differential? The reason why there's this extra amma could be attributed to one of two reasons. Either to be matir the chotzer gedoyla, or to aser the chotzer ketan. Say even Mishraya the Gdolah, if it's to go and tell you that the Gdolah is kosher by having the benefit of the two petzimen of the two sides, each one three tvachim. Says Yimar, if I don't learn like Rabbi Yossi, then be Eser Ushnei Tvachim Zagya. It would be enough just to have 10 amos in between. That's your doorway, your pirtza between the Chotek Tana and the Gdolah. And then have two Tvachim. Two Tvachim means have patzim on one side of one tefach and patzim on the other side of the other tefach. Because if you're not learning like Rabbi Yossi, you don't need 3 plus 3, even 1 plus 1. And by the way, for that matter, you don't even need one tefach plus one tefach. It's enough to have one mashu and another mashu, like the Tana Kama on Daf Yud Dalet, like we saw a moment ago. That's not my point. If you look at the second Toises, Toises says, "Hai beisvachem lav davka." Domrin b'shtei ruchais mashu l'kan and mashu l'kan. Sigmar really could have said the eser ushnei mashu yinsagya. That's what Toises says in the first pshat. He has a second pshat as well. Anyway, so then, is the Chabisal Shver? Why does the Braisa Taka say that the Mishnah is talking about Davka 11 vis-a-vis 10? It could be that the Chatzik Doyle is 10.2, if you will, 10 plus the 2 Tvachim, as opposed to 10. Vila Mesra Liktanikasi, if you can tell me the reason why we want this additional Amma, is because we want to aser the Mavik, the Chotzik Tana. How are we going to aser it? With the Teretz of Ravina that it's talking about, that one side is 4 and the other side is 2, and by having 4 and 2 you can only say love it on one side and not on the both sides. But I need 2 lechis. Why do I need 2 lechis? Because Rabbi holds that price at the top of the Omid that Chot Niter Mishnei Pasin. If that's the case, Lashmin in the Mifle Gituva. Why do we say that it's talking about this narrow case that the Chotzik Doyle is 11 as opposed to Chotzik Tana of 10? Why do you say the Chotzik Doyle is 20, 50, 100? Okay, you're not going to say that much because then you have a problem with the opening to the Chotzik Doyle. But then say 12, say 15, say 18. The point is, why are we talking about a narrow situation? The Pesach HaMov, but the Pesach of the Chotzik can't be more than 10, according to our Mishnah, right? So, fine, 10. But you could have that the two patsim on the both sides, it could be an am on this side and am on that side. 2 amas, 3 amas, 5 amas, 10 amas. It could be very, very, very wide. Why does it narrow it down to the case of the 11 against the 10? The only benefit that we had was that Ravina said it's not 3 plus 3, because otherwise we'd have 2 lovuds. It's 4 plus 2. So you only have 1 lovud. So if that's the case, like Demara, don't go and make it in such a limited circumstance of one amma, and then I have to start racking my brains. Why don't I have 2 lovers? Because it's talking about one is 4 and one is 2 and it's not centered. Why don't you say it's talking about that there's 12 ammas or 15 ammas on the Chotzik Gedolah side? Keep the Chotzik Tana centered, and on each side you'll have an amma, 2, 3. And if you want to go and say that one side will only be 2 tvachim, it's untied. And again, it'll still be consistent with Rebbe, because Rebbe needs 2 passim. So one lovet is not going to do the trick. So why do we talk about Dafka in this limited case of 11 versus 10? We could talk about 12 versus 10, 15 versus 10. So what the Gemara is trying to go and prove is that the first pshat that we started off with at the top of the Omid, that Nirmi Bechut V'Shavim B'Fnim, that works like a whistle. That really sings well, that whistles well, that really sounds beautifully. And that's the reason why the Chotzik Doyle is kosher, the Chotzik Doyle is not kosher, the Chotzik Tan is not kosher, because you don't have a lechi. If it's Nirmi Bechut V'Shavim B'Fnim, no lechi. No lechi, no washi, no tiki, no, you cannot go and carry inside this Mavik Tan, in this Chotzik Tan. But if you're going to go and tell me this somewhat difficult pshat, this challenging pshat, that we want to say it's nirim b'chutz v'shavim b'fnim, nirim mishum lechi, and say that the reason why nirim mishum lechi, why is the Chotzik Tana osir? Because the walls jut out like Reb Zera says, and because you have 4 and 2, like Ravina said, and you don't have them for the benefit of 2 lovets. Then why do we talk about 11 versus 10? We could talk about 10 and 2 mashuhuyin versus 10, or talk about 12 versus 10, or 15 versus 10. And therefore, says Gemara, Alav Shema Amina, it's pretty clear. So this Mishnah is quite an effective Mishnah to tell us that it does not work. Now we're going to come back to that in another couple of minutes. So just remember that the conclusion of our Gemara based on the Mishnah about the Chotzek Tanei Chotzek Gedolei is that Nir Mibachutz Vishabim Mifnim is not a good Lachi. You have to have a Lachi in visible for the people inside the Mavli. If they can't see it, it's not a Lachi. We're going to come back. In the meantime, we go off on a tangent a moment. Rabbi Yosef, Lo Shmili Hashmaitzer. Rabbi Yosef says, I don't remember that we ever discussed this matter in the yeshiva. And as you know, we have this quite often in the Gemara. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, unfortunately, Rabbi Yosef, you're now in your senior moment. You have forgotten. At Amris Nilan Vaho Amris Nilan. Don't you remember that years ago you gave a beautiful Shir Klali and you spoke about this very halacha based on the following memory? Diomer Omi Bar Abba Omi Rav Huna Lechi Hamoishech Im Defanei Shom Movui Pochis Midal Ramis Nidem Mishem Lechi Umishtamishem Chudei Hapnimi Dal Ramis Nidem Mishem Movui Vi Osel Ishtamish Bekulei. What's this all about? Again, we're walking into our Mavli. On the right-hand side we have a wall, on the left-hand side we have a wall. Before I walk into the Mavli, I notice on the right-hand wall, which ends as a wall, smack in front of that, there is this funny-looking, very, very narrow pole, which is jutting out, it's sticking out of that wall. Now, because I'm in the Rishus HaRabim, I see that lechi which is jutting out. It's jutting out in the middle. In other words, let's say the wall happens to be twice a foot wide. This rod that's standing there is only 2 or 3 inches, and therefore it's smack in the middle. When I'm standing in the mavoi, I don't see it because it's, you know, I see this big thick wall, and I don't have vision to go and see beyond the wall and see that there's a rod in front. But if I'm standing in the Shusha Rabin before I enter into the Mavi, I see this rod. And I ask people, what is this rod all about? The Kovet Shabbos Kodesh, you should be able to go and carry in the Mavi. So this is a classic case of Nir Mibachutz, but it's not Nir Mibachim. And we'll see in a moment, does it work, doesn't it work? So says Rav Huna, if the length of that Lechi, meaning how far is it jutting out into the Shusha Rabin, if the length is less than Dalet Amis, in other words, it's very narrow, and it sticks out an inch or two, or a foot or two, but not Dalet Amis, neither Mishim Lechi, then it will be an effective Lechi to carry in the Movi. Umishtamish im Chudei Hapnimi. And where can you start carrying from? Not from the front of the Lechi, but where the Lechi ends, the Chudei Hapnimi. Inside the Mavi, not beyond the, not Kneged HaLechi, not beyond the Lechi, but only where the Lechi ends in the Mavi, at the outside of the Mavi, from there, Chudei Hapnimi. Good. Now what happens if this Lechi turns out that it is very, very extensive, although it happens to be paper thin, but nevertheless it's long, and it juts out into the Shusha Rabim, Dalet Amis. Then Nidem Mishum Mavi, then it's not called a Lechi anymore, it's left Lechi world. It's now in the Mavi world. It's a whole Mavi, because the length of a Mavi, according to one man, the Yomer, is Dalet Amis. We had a Machloikas about this back on Daf Hey. So the length of the Lechi is Dalet Amis. That's like the minimum length of a Mavi. And now I don't have a Lechi anymore. I have a separate Mavi Bifnei Atzmai. Therefore, it loses the Teres Lechi, and you would have to have a brand new Lechi besides this one. Okay, that's the halacha of Rami Baraba Amravuna. When Rabbi Yosef gave this shir and repeated this halacha, Yad Amnes Allah Allah Shema Minah. You said about this halacha Ravuna, Shema Minah Tlas, I learned 3 principles of halacha based on this memory of Ravuna. Number 1, Shema Minah, Bein Lechi Yayin, is also Since it says you could only be mishtamish im chudai hapnimi, which means where the lechi ends in the mavoi and further in, why can't I go and carry keneged alechi? Because keneged alechi is asur. Ben lechiyim is asur, like we had yesterday in the Gemara. That's halacha number one. Ushma mina meshach mavoi bi arba. Since Rav Huna distinguished between a lechi which was less than 4 amas long and a lechi which is 4 amas or more, obviously the reason why he distinguished was, as he said himself, because if it's dalet amas, neither mishum lechi, and it's, I'm sorry, neither mishum mavoi, and not neither mishum lechi anymore. So I see, therefore, that the minimum shear of a mavoi is 4 amas. We had a machloikis about this between Rav Yosef and Abaye back in Dafei. So therefore, we now establish that's the rule, that the length of a mavoi is 4 amas. Ushmamina. And now, key to our Gemara, why did we bring this Gemara? I also see Nidim B'chut Shabbim of them, Nidim Mishim Lachi. How do I see the Nidim Mishim Lachi? Because it says that even though the Lachi is Moshech, it's Nimshach, in the Fane Shal Mavui, and the only guys that see it are the Rishis Rabban guys, and not the Mavui people, nevertheless it works. Like the Rav Huna said, Lachi HaMoshech in the Fane Shal Mavui, if it's less than 4 amas, Nidim Mishim Lachi. Oh! So therefore, I have a clear-cut case of Nirbi Bechut, Shem Mifnim, Nirim Shem Lachi, and therefore Abaye says, Rabbi Yosef, you taught this to us years ago. Okay, now that we've gone through all of these challenges, what's the halacha? The hilchas of Nirbi Bechut, Shem Mifnim, Nidoin Mishem Lachi, like we just concluded now, the 3 Shemaminas. But Freit Yimara, I don't understand. Shufta, the hilchas of. Shufta means, right before we started the wide lines, when we finished the discussion about the Chotzer Ketana going into the Chotzer Gedola, how did we conclude? Shema mina, nira mi bachutz, v'shav mifnim, einoi nidon mishem lachi. And we said that that is the bona fide pshat in the Mishnah of Chotzer Ketana. So in other words, that's a very strong statement that einoi nidon mishem lachi. Gemara called that a tiyufta. L'chayr, that's a knockout raya against Rav Huna and Rav Yosef. I have a Mishnah that says Eina Nidim Mishim Lachi. So how do you go and use that Tiyufta, that Eina Nidim, and now you're paskining the Hilchasa Nidim Mishim Lachi? Anthony Moore, you're absolutely right. From that Mishnah, I really don't have a choice. Because to go and say the Pshatim that we said with Rav Zeira and Ravina, all of these are considered to be Dechukim, a Doichik Pshat. And therefore, you're right, from that Mishnah, it's Taka Mashma, Ein Nidim Mishim Lachi. However, Mishim Dutani Reb Chiya Kabasei, yesterday we had Reb Chiya. If you go back to yesterday's Umud Beis, in the middle of the Umud, you go about halfway down, you see it says, Dutani Reb Chiya. Koishu Shotzi the Yachad Konis Mechabere, Ben Shinir Mi Bechutz, Yishom Bevnim, Ben Shinir Mi Mevnim, Yishom Bechutz, Nidim Mishim Lachi, Tistayim. Ah, so that's Reb Chiya speaking. Oh, Reb Chiya was a, I don't have to tell you, one of the giants among the Tanaim. He was the one that was Masada the Brises together with Rabbi Shia. So if Rabbi Chia goes and tells us that Nidim Mishim Lachi, I have a hook that I can hang, that I can hack, I can hang my hat on. And so therefore what I'm saying now in the Gemara, Hilchasa, that it's Nidim Mishim Lachi, not based on the Mishnah of Chotzer Ketana. You're right, that Mishnah is pretty clear, that ain't a Nidim Mishim Lachi. But Reb Chiya is equally clear that Nidim Mishim Lachi. So therefore I'm going to follow Reb Chiya, and we're going to paskin like that, that it is Nidim Mishim Lachi. And with this we've concluded that discussion. I'm not sure we're going to have more about it in our Masechta, but now we take a breather and we go back to our original Mishnah back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where we started that the Mavoi, if it's higher than 20 Yemayit, and if it's wider than 10 Yemayit. Remember, it's because the Tanakama learns from the Heichel, and the Heichel is 20 by 10, so if it's higher than 20, reduce it. If it's wider than 10, reduce it. Now, in the Mishnah, we didn't have a machloikis vis-a-vis the Roicha Me'eser Yemayit. Everybody seems to agree with that. But you remember, we brought already a Braisa, which the Gemara is going to repeat yet again. Omer Abaye Tonin, the Braisa says, V'Roicha the Esiyamayit, Rabbi Yehuda, Ayma Einet Zerach Lamayit. That Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, respectfully disagrees, and he says you do not have to be Mayit, even if it's more than 10 wide, no problem. Freitimor Vad Kama, Okay, but what is the maximum according to Yehuda? Does Yehuda hold that the opening could be 100 amos wide? What would be his maximum? So tomorrow, so Rav Achi, Tamid Rav Yosef Lemeimer, Ad Shloish Esri Amu Ushlish. So we get another third. According to Tanakama, it can be up to 10, and according to Yehuda, it can be up to 13 and a third. Add one third additional. Where did he take this 13 and a third from? Says Yomari, took it from the famous case of the Pasei Berois. What a Pasei Berois! So we mentioned, we're going to see in the next parak, Pasei Berois refers to when the Yidin would come up three times a year to be Oyle Regel. They, in those days, unfortunately, many people forgot their Polish water at home, their Polish spring water at home, and you didn't have on every street corner 5 and 10s or peddlers selling these Polish spring water, so they had to drink. Okay, Baruch Hashem, there were wells all over, wells that Avraham Avinu made, some of which Sitman Polishtim, but others that were public wells. Now that's all during the week that you can draw from the public well. What happens when people have to rest on Shabbos and they cannot travel and they want to draw water from the well? The problem is, where they're going to be sitting, settling over Shabbos, that's Rishus HaRabim. You have Kanai Nahara, thousands and thousands of people. On the other hand, the boer or the cistern where you have the water, you have to go down at least 10 tvachim, and it's 4x4, it would have the status of Rishus HaYachid. So you're going to be drawing water from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim. Oy vavoy, you're going to be moitzi mishus l'mishus on Shabbos. What do you do? So the Chachamim came up with the following etzah. We're going to make Pasei Berois. Pasei Berois means put the boer, put the be'er in the middle of the picture, and now on all four corners, a room in a room, we're going to put up a pas. And the Gemara is going to say that that pas is a diyoymed. Diyoymed means that it comes out like an L or a V shaped. A shape like this, where it's like a corner, right? Each one of the four corners, think of a big, big picture, where you have four corners to each corner of the picture. Smack in the middle of the picture, you got your boir. The pasi birois, birois is referring to those boirois, those be'erois in the middle. And the pasim are these four diumdin, four posts that you had on all four corners. And these posts were not just insignificant little poles like a lechi, but they had to be jutting out in both directions for an amma. One amma this way, one amma that way. And you have that in all four corners. Here you have one amma in this direction, one amma that direction. Again, you move it to the other. Four corners each time you have this dioimid, one amma this way, one amma that way. Fine. Okay, but what was the distance between each one of these pasim in each one of these corners? So there's a machloikis there in the Mishnah, and our Gemara is going to quote the Man Yomar that there was 13 and a third distance. Where do we take this 13 and a third from? Very, very interesting. The Mishnah says because often those that would come to drink would not only be human beings, but also the animals would come. And the good old days, the animals used to be tied one next to each other, and you had groups of four animals, and you could have four animals, all of whom are coming to drink from the boir at the same time, and there is a rotation, meaning four animals are just finished drinking, they're about to leave, four animals are about to drink, they're about to come in, and they're coming in all at the same time, and we want them to be able to get through these pasim without knocking them down. So you could have a maximum of eight animals across. The width of a standard normal animal, says Rashi, as we'll see Mitchum later on, Daf Yud Zayin, is 1 2/3 amos. Each animal is 1 2/3 amos wide. So if you take 8 times 1 2/3, 8 times 1 gets you to roughly 8. 8 times 2/3 gets you to roughly 16/3. If you divide 16 by 3, you get 5 1/3. 8 plus 5 1/3, you get the 13 1/3 altogether. So that's the distance. So Gemara says, let's make a kal v'chaim. Kal v'chaim mi pasi b'rois. Ma dech pasi b'rois shehei tar to behen paritz mur velo oimid. V'vechachomim mur matir. Even though the space between one pas and the other pas is much wider than the omeid, meaning these pasim which are standing in the chart, dug into the ground, so it's parts of Merumah Lo'aymin. Now normally we don't allow for parts of Merumah Lo'aymin. It's only by the Pasuk B'Roith, Echom U'Mekel, so people should be able to drink on Shabbos. But the maximum that we allowed for was 13 and a third. Mavish Lo'itar, the parts Kaimid, parts Merumah Lo'aymin. When it comes to a Mavish, you can't have more parts than Oymid, you can't have more Oymid than parts. And it didn't have the Mavish Lo'itar, the Mavish Lo'itar, that the maximum should be 13 and a third. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, maximum 13 and a third. Says Yomar, oh no, not necessarily. I could give you logically an answer just the opposite. The Hanesanis. What's just the opposite? Pasi b'roish itar to ben parts from Elohimed. Gabi pasi b'roish where the chacham were matir parts from Elohimed. Because this whole partition is shvach in the first place, it's so shvach that there's more porutz, there's more open space than you have the amudim, than you have the oimid of the pasim. So therefore the Chum said, you know, don't push the envelope too far. Up to 13 and a third, not more. But Movishly tied by Moritz, every time by Movi there will always be more oimid than porutz, because otherwise the Movi is not going to be kosher. So therefore the Petzimin and Lechis and all the rest on all sides are going to be more than the opening. That's why then Tate by Yoisma give the Amish Shlish. Let there be even 15, let there be 20. And the Arpetzimin will be 25, will be wider. So you have Oymeit Meruba ala Parot. So who says that you are confined or constrained to 13 and a third? Go to 15, go to 20. Inami, or the other way around, Lidach Isa. Pasi Berois, the Kilis Bulchad Kula, Akabul Kulachrenan. The whole meaning of the Pasi Berois is because we're trying to make life easy for the Jewish people that are coming up to be Oilerega. They unfortunately don't have their Polish spring water bottles with them. They have to be able to drink. So we made a couple of coolers. Cooler number one, that you can have Poretz Meruba Lo'aymid. Number two, that you have these four Diyum, then you have these four Pasi Berois in the four corners. And they made another cooler, 13 and a third. However, Mavui, where we don't have all of these coolers, Mavui has got to be, you know, strict compliance with the law, the cloud light. Maybe we can't go 13 to 3rd. Maybe the maximum we can go is still 10. And therefore, Vayit Gemara, what's the right from Pasuk B'Rois? And therefore, Emerson, the Gemara Taka blives that we have no right from Pasuk B'Rois, and we do not know what Rabbi Yehuda would hold in terms of the maximum. I see Brother Shai has a question.
So just, in terms of the area, is that considered where the Pasuk B'Rois were located? Was that considered Shusharabim, or were the Rabbanim were able to be Mekel because it wasn't really Shusharabim anyway, and therefore it was for Rabbanim, it was a harmless or what have you?
Within the enclosure of the Pasuk B'Rois, it was no longer Shusharabim. Whether it had the status of Shusharabim or a Karmelis, that we'll have to see when we get to Daf Yudzayin. But it certainly wasn't Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise they haven't accomplished anything.
Lacking the Pasuk B'Rois, would an area be Rosh Hashanah?
Lacking the Pasuk B'Rois, it would have been Rosh Hashanah. Correct.
So how can, if it's Paros Omid al, if it's wider open than what is closed, Paros Omid al
Yoisimei Omid, yeah.
Yoisimei Omid. Then is that a derisa, a good matitza?
That's a very, very good question. And the answer is, Mishnah, when we get to Daf Yedzayin, where we deal with that Mishnah, the Meforshim explain that the Chachomim felt that this din of Oymid Meruba ala Poritz, or Poritz Meruba ala Oymid, is a Drabonan Dikedin and not a Diraisa Dikedin. And so therefore, under normal circumstances, they were Machmir. It's got to be Oymid Meruba ala Poritz. However, the Gabi Pasi B'Rois, since we want people to be able to survive on Shabbos, to be able to drink, so they were Mekel and they said that even Paris Merubah La'oimid is sufficient. So that's a Derabon and not a Derais.
And where did they get the eight animals, not nine, not seven, the 13 and a third?
That we'll have to wait until we get to that Mishnah. But it sounds like that was what was common at the time, that was standard. If you want to take a quick look at Yedzayin Amid Beis,
That's went up to Jerusalem with eight animals.
When,
these were gasses or these were katanas?
They were talking about gasses. These are wide. One-two-thirds amas. These are wide.
They had to bring their Moisir Sheni.
Yeah,
they needed freight to schlep their Moisir Sheni up there.
Good. Anyway, you'll see it in Mitchum. We get to Yedzayin and Beis. In fact, there'll be a machloikis. Reb Meir holds there were only two groups of three animals each. Reb Yehuda holds that there were two groups of four animals each. Mitchum will see it at that time. It's another week from now. This is Daf Yud. That's Daf Yedzayin. Mitchum will get to it. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So Gemara says, L'choyre the kal v'choymer from Pasi Berois doesn't work. And therefore, the Gemara leaves Reb Yehuda with a big question mark. Reb Yehuda says in the Braisa, Ein etzorach lamayit, but how far that goes, we don't know. Rather, the Tosis on Daf Beis Amud Beis says that since our Gemara doesn't know, L'choyre, the easy answer would be that you should go L'choyre until 20. Why until 20? Because if you remember, the Gemara said that just like the Tanakam of our Mishnah is Medama, the Pesach of the Movi to the Pesach of the Heichel, which is 20 by 10, the Yehuda was medamid to that of the Ulam, which was 40 by 20. 40 by 20, so the Chari would be able to go until 20 and not just 13 and a third. Anyway, that's the Toysis here on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis, and then there's a Kivega has a Kasha on the Toysis. But you will want to take a quick look at that Toysis in bottom of Beis Amud Beis. It's a short Toysis. That's 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Omer. Omer Abaye, following the Braise, Mashma Uli Oilam Mipesach Ulam Gomar, Umachshir Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir Ad Roichav Chof till 20. The Kosher till the Kamon, Omer Li Machshir Rabbi Yehuda El Ad Yid Gimel Ama Vishal Ushlish. Toysa says, I don't understand why the Gemara even struggles with 13 and a third, Pasi Berois. The Chari learns it from the Ulam. The Ulam is up to 20, and that's the Chari, the din of Rabbi Yehuda.
Remind me, does Rabbi Yehuda also say that the highest length is 40, like the Ulam?
The highest exactly. That's what the Gemara said, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be able to carry up to 40. And in fact, we even had a braisa in which Rabbi Yehuda says 40 or 50, and Bar Kapora said all the way even to 100. And the Gemara says, how could that be? The Ulam was maximum 40. The Gemara says that perhaps Rabbi Yehuda is not learning it from the Ulam, he's learning it from Pischon Shel Melochim, the kings that had all of these very stately, fancy palaces. Buckingham Palace, I assume, don't remember, but I'm assuming that the opening is higher than 30 or 40 amas. So, similarly, the old palaces that were very grand and very made in the grand style, so it was very, very high. Anyway, getting back to Agamar, four lines from the bottom. Tony Levi, Movi Shu Roichev Esrim Amma. What happens if, in fact, you start off with a Movi that's 20 amas wide? What do you do? We said in our Mishnah you can go up till 10. You got 20. Putting aside Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakam is this 10. Says Levi, I got an easy answer. No, it's going to be empty. So you go and take any pole, put it smack down in the middle, the dayoy, and that would be sufficient. Why? Because we've now taken the 20 and we've divided it into two mini openings of 10 each. In fact, it dropped less than 10, right? Because the corn itself occupies a certain amount of area. So if you start over 20 and you put in this corner, even if the corner is only a chwaisa mashu, it's only an inch in width, but half an inch less over here, half an inch less than there, then you have less than 10 amas on each side. However, Levi himself was not happy with that. Teretzehu toni lavu amala ein alocha koisa mishnah. We don't paskin like that. And similarly, ikri ami, not Levi, but on mishmul mishem the Levi ein alocha koisa mishnah. That teretz of just putting in one pole, that doesn't work. Why doesn't it work, says Rashi? And we'll see the svara on the Amud Beis, because osi avir dahai gisa udahai gisa umavata lay the kana. This kana is so puny that the 10 amis on one side and the 10 amis on the other side, they're both going to overwhelm this kana, and therefore, even though it's a real kana, they're going to make it into a virtual kana. In other words, gurished. And that is not an effective way to divide up this big Pesach into two. It's afraid by the Hechiyavit. So what should you do? And the Gemara is going to give a whole bunch of eitzes. First eight is Amishul Mishmei Levi Oise Pas Gevoy Asara B'meshech Arba Amois B'mamida Le'orkoi Shel Movi. Instead of putting out just a kona, go and put up a ganze barrier. How big is this barrier? It's going to be 10 tvachim tall. It's going to be 4 amis long. In other words, put this barrier smack in the middle between, in the middle of this 20 amma wide opening, just like by the kana. But here, instead of the kana just being this puny pole, it's going to go 4 amas deep into the mavoi, and therefore, says the Gemara, that's going to work. Now, how does that work? Because we said earlier on that if you have a lechi, or in this case, a wall, which is 4 amas long, it's nidoy mishem mavoi. It's as if it's a mavoi on its own. So therefore, it's as if in this larger mavoi, I'm dividing up the big mavoi into two smaller mavois by putting this mini mavoi down the middle. It's true that the mavoi only ends after 4 amas. The rest of the mavoi might go on for another 500 feet. But the point is, this was an effective way of splitting up the Pesach from 20 into two tens by not putting up a pole, but putting in this pass. That's Eitzah number one. That the Gemara doesn't challenge. Gemara leaves that. But then we have another Eitzah. Inami Kerev Yehuda Yom Rav Yehuda. Movishu Rochav Chamesh Esrei Amah. Instead of 20, what happens if you only have 15? Marchik Shtei Amois V'Oise Pas Sholosh Amois. Go and take a break from the corner. In other words, we have now an opening to the Mavoi of 10 Amos. So start from the beginning of that opening. Be Marchik Shtei Amos. Leave space of 2 Amos. And then in the middle, make a pass of Sholosh Amos. In other words, put down a lechi, which is 3 Amos wide. Okay, so now I have 2 empty space, 3 lechi in the middle, and since, according to Yehuda, if you have a mavoi of 15 amos, so then you have another 10 amos of open area, and it's fine. You got 2 amos here, 3 in the middle, 10 wide, that's your opening to the mavoi, and that's fine. And that would also work. And, says Rashi, what happens in the case where we are talking about that we have 20 amos instead of just 15 amos? Says Rashi, you can do the same thing. 2 amos open space, 3 amos of pas, where you have a lechi, then put your 10 amos of the opening to your mavoi, and then after that we still have 5 amos left, so on the other 5 amos do the same thing, says Rashi. The right after those 10 amos end, put another pas, put another lechi of 3, and put a space of 2, so therefore you'll have 2 space, 3 pass, 10 space, 3 pass, 2 space, and everything is fine. And the Gemara says that that also works. But what the Gemara asks now, why do I have to collect the pass together of 3 amis? Maybe I could scatter and spread that 3 amis. But my, yasa pass ama umachza, make your first pass 1.5 amis. V'yachik shtei amis, and now go and make a space of 2 amos. V'yase pas amu mechze, and make another pas. Pas is like a lechi of another am and a half. And what will I have, therefore? 1.5, 2, and 1.5. If I add 1.5 and 1.5, I'll get 3. So instead of talking about an opening of 2, space of 2, and then making a pas of 3, why don't I split up the 3 into 2 pieces? Have 1 pas of 1.5, space of 2, and another 1.5. Since Rabbi Yehuda didn't give this etzah, Shema Amino, Oymin, Merub, Ala Paritz, Mishtei Ruchais, Loi, Havei, Oymeid. Because I have 2 here in the middle. This 2 in the middle is larger than both the 1.5 on the right side, and it's larger than the 1.5 on the left side. So you're going to tell me, you're right, but if I put the 2 together, 2 times 1.5, I get 3. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Oymen Merub al Aparetz Mishtei Ruchais. If I have to go and take both sides, 1.5 plus 1.5 to make 3, to make it Merub al Aparetz of the 2, Loyav Oymen, that doesn't work. Says Imar, Nishkaraya. No, doesn't have to be that. Lo'oylamei Malach Hav Oymen. Maybe it would work. Vishani Hachad Yossi Abir Dehaikis Vabir Dehaikis Mavatalei. Here I got a problem because I have Aver on both sides. What do you mean I have Aver on both sides? Because remember, how do we start off? You start off with your pas of 1.5. Then you have your space of 2. Then I have another pass of 1.5. So I have, so far I've covered 5. What am I going to do now? Now I have to put another big opening of 10 amos. So therefore, compare each one of the omed to the aver kenegdo. Meaning, the first pass is 1.5, then you have an opening of 2. That opening of 2 is more than 1.5. Then I have another 1.5. Be mitzvah of that 1.5 with the first 1.5. No, I can't do that. Normally I could, but here I can't. You know why? Because right after that 1.5, I have 10 open area. So the 10 will overwhelm the 1.5. The 2 will overwhelm the 1.5. And therefore I have goodish. That's why I don't have the benefit of doing it in that fashion. 1.5, 2, 1.5, and 10. So the Gemara says, perhaps it could be that maybe you could be mitzaref two ruchais together, the 1.5 plus the 1.5, but here you can't do it, because after the second 1.5, I got another 10 ear space. So shani hocha osi avir d'hai gisa, avir d'hai gisa, umavatalei. Okay, I understand you. Let's have another eight. Yasa pas ama, v'yarchik ama. Yasa pas ama, v'yarchik ama. Yasa pas ama. So go and do 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Make a pass of 1 amma, space of 1. Pass of another amma, space of 1. Pass of another amma. So now I got 3 passim of 1 amma each, 2 spaces of 1 amma each, 3 minus 2. So I got oimin meruba laparet. L'chayr, that should work. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda give that eitzah? L'chayr shmamina, because oimin kiparet aser. Because since each time the space and the pass were identical, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, so if it's oimid kiparet, that doesn't work. It's gotta be that each one of the space, each one of the passim has to be bigger than the space. So Gemara says, that's the right. That's why it doesn't work. That's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't give that eitzah. So Gemara, no, that's not right. Really, oimid kiparet would work. What does Igmar mean? Very simple. Because we start off again, we got 1 amma of pass, 1 amma of space, 1 amma of pass, 1 amma of space, 1 amma of pass. What happens after that 1 amma of pass? We got another 10 ammois wide. So each time, the 10 ammois is going to overwhelm the 1, and then I'm going to go and take 1 space plus 1 space, 2 spaces together, I'm going to overwhelm the 1. And that's the reason why, again, because the avir, the haigisa, haigisa, mavatale, that's the reason why. Okay, fine. Yes, Barry.
But on the other side, on the first amma jutting from the wall where the mavui ends, you have an enormous space. And that plus the 1 amma, the first amma adjoining the kotel of the mavui, is mavatel. You're saying the parutz of the 10 is mavatel the 1, and then it's mavatel the 1, not the 1. Because from the other side, you have the wall of the mavui on the other side, mavatel the space, and then it joins with the next pas of 1 and mavatel the space. So you could run the train from the other direction.
You won't have the pasim ever being larger than the 10. The 10 is in all of these cases, because the whole thing was 20 altogether. So we're going to leave an opening of up to 10, which is kosher.
Well,
right?
It's 15. The whole thing is 15.
We actually started with 20. The reason why we got into the 15, because Rav Yehuda said on the third line, Rav Yehuda, Mavishu Reichev, Chamesha Seyam, Marchik, etc. But the real case back on the Amud Aleph, we started off with 20. If you go back just for a short moment to the Amud Aleph, you have, what's the case over there? Tani Levi, Mavishu Reichev, Esrim Amma. No, it's kind of empty. Esai, that's 3 lines from the bottom. You might say that doesn't work. So what do you do? Ela Hechi Ovid. Therefore, you always make all of these passes. But the point is that you can have altogether, our Gemara came up with 5 singles. 3 passim and 2 spaces. That on its surface sounds great. But the problem is, after you finish that 5, then you have to go and add another 10 of ear space. That's going to make it 15. How are we going to have another 20, another 5? The same thing that we started off with. Again, 5 one pass, one space, one pass, one space. So you can have five on one, five in the other,
it's
10 in the middle.
It's symmetrical.
Exactly. Symmetrical.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anyway, so this Eitz L'Chayyot doesn't work as well. Start from one wall, make a space of one, V'yasa pas amu mechza, and now have a pass of one and a half. V'yarchik amu, again make a space of one. V'yasa pas amu mechza, and make another pass of one and a half. So once again, over the five amu period, or five amu space, I have two amus umechzes, pasim of amu mechza, two times one and a half will get you three. And in the middle, we have two separate spaces of an amma, right? We started off yarchik amma, one space of an amma, make a pass of amu mechza, one and a half, then make a space of an amma, and then again a pass amu mechza. So over here, you cannot overwhelm the passim by the spaces, because the spaces are smaller, narrower than the pass. The pass in each case is one and a half. The space is one. So you can't say that the one should overwhelm the one and a half. The one and a half is going to overwhelm the one. So the Chayra, I have another Eitzah. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say on line 3 of the top of the Amud that you should be Marchik Shtei Amos and make one pass out of Shalosh Amos? I can go and divide it up. I can go be Marchik 1, make a pass of one and a half, Marchik 1, make a pass of one and a half, and have the same conclusion. So it's more Eicharami. In a Chami, Rabbi Yehuda could have suggested that. It's much easier just to go and say, make a space of two and build a pass of three, instead of starting all of these gymnastics and saying, well, be Marchik one, make one and a half, Marchik one, one and a half. It's just simpler to go and talk about two and three, instead of making the four spaces altogether, two spaces and two one and a halves. Thank you, Mara. But I got another problem. Let's go back to Akat Reviewed on the top that says, Marchik Shtei Amos V'Oise Pas Sholish Amos V'Leichish Dilma Shavik Pischa Rabba V'Ayel B'Pischa Zuta. Now that there are two openings to the front of the Mavui, one which is 2 Amos wide, the other which is 10 Amos wide, people might abandon the large opening and go through the smaller opening. And if they do that, says Rashi, the Lechi that I put up initially to go and be Matir the larger opening of 10, that whole opening will fall away because people are not using it, and therefore the lechi will become ineffective. And if that's the case, I'm going to have a brand new lechi. I'm going to be in Yiddish kahakta tzuris. I'm going to have a problem. Om revada bar masna chazok in adam eniach pesach gogel v'nichtas v'pesach karm. Now, if on the same wall you have this very large 10 amas and you have this small little puny 2 amas, people are not going to go and bother through the Pesach Karten. People like to go berachvis, especially in days of social distancing and 3 masks on the face. So people got to be very, very careful. So they're going to go through the Pesach Gadol. We had early on back on Daf Hey a whole discussion there. If you had a Movi Shenifretz Mitzidoi, that the Movi had a hole from the side, a big storm wind. Storm Sandy, Hurricane Sandy came, blew a hole through the side wall. There we were concerned. I mean, Mara said it depends on how large the pass is from the beginning of the Mavui till the Pirtza, whether it's 4 amis wide, and how big was the Pirtza itself. Was it 3 Tvachim, 1 3 Tvachim, 10 amis? Aganza Mice, we had a whole discussion over there. So the fear over there was that people are going to go and use that side pirtza, and that's going to become a new Pesach to this Mavi. But didn't you just say a moment ago that people are not going to be meniach Pesach Gadol v'nichmach b'Pesach Katan? But that's the whole kater of the Rabbi Ravasi, that people are going to use that pirtza min hatzad. Says Imori, you cannot compare the kasha and nishka kasha, because hosan kama might be lucha, hokalai kama might be lucha. If you happen to be standing right in front of the mavoi, you have a choice between this huge opening and the smaller opening, then you're going to go the derech hamelech nelech, you're going to go through the large opening. It's more aristocratic, more royal. Ah, air, space, social distancing, you have plenty of room to go through. However, if you're talking about that there is an opening on the side, there are lots of people that live on that side of the Mavoi, and if they're going to want to go into the Mavoi, they don't want to go all the way to the front and have to spend another minute or half a minute or whatever to get to the front and go through the main door. They're going to go through the side door. That's always the convenience of having back doors and side doors. For people that live in that area, it'll be easier for them to go through instead of going through the front. Anyway, with that, we concluded this discussion. We're going to come back to the discussion in another moment about adding up Revachim, but we're turning just for a short moment to Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. And what are we talking about in particular? We know there's a din of Tumas Oil. Tumas Oil means that if you have some covering up above, which is hovering over L'mashal HaKazayis Min HaMes, so if a person or a kli gets underneath that oil, they get nailed and they become tummei tumas oil. Aha. How wide does that tumas oil have to be? For our purposes today, all of a tefach. Not four amis, not four tvachim. Just as long as above my head I got one tefach, that already causes the person to become tummei. Okay. Now we're talking about Tanan Hossam, a Mishnah in Masechtas Eicholois, and we're talking about over there a case of Oir Hu Asla. What's meant Oir Hu Asla? It says it's not really a Mishnah, it's a Braisa, it's in Kalim, not Eicholois. Okay, anyway, what's an Asla? Asla, says Rashi, you'll excuse me, is a toilet, and specifically, if you will, a toilet bowl. And what we're going to do is we're going to add up all together six etzbois, so we get to the shear of a tefach. And therefore, if underneath this toilet, a toilet bowl, we find on the ground a kazayis min hames, guess what? Then this toilet bowl becomes now an oil. So don't climb under the toilet bowl, or if you happen to have another kli, which happens to be underneath the toilet bowl, it's going to become tough. So how do you add it all up? So oiro asla, the halal shaloi, oiro asla means the sides of the toilet. Chalal shaloi means the opening of the toilet where a person urinates or defecates. So you have the oir from the sides, the chalal shaloi, mitzdarf and mitefach. They all add up to a tefach. Freitimor, my oir asla, what do you mean oir asla? Rabbechon, Rabbi Yochanan, the oir kisei, shel beis kisei, like we just said. The kama, how do you add up to a tefach? So we can have what appears to be a machlokes. Kiyos Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Etzba'ayim mikan, etzba'ayim mikan, etzba'ayim revach be'emtza. As long as the toilet bowl on the right hand side has the width of two fingers, on the left, two fingers, in the middle it has a hole of two fingers, two plus two plus two gets you to six, and therefore six etzbois adds up to one tefach. He also Rav and Amar, Etzba u'mechtze mikan, the etzba u'mechtze mikan, the etzba revach be'emtza. One and a half on this side, one and a half on the other side, one and a half and one and a half is three, and one etzba in the middle is four. So on the surface it looks like we got a machloikis whether or not the whole toilet bowl is six etzbois wide, or it's only four etzbois wide. That's one apparent machloikis. The other apparent machloikis is the subdivision and allocation, where Rav Dimi said we have two, two, and two, while Ravin said one and a half, one, and one and a half. And that's how you got to your four. All of this will become very important in the Gemara as we see. Amal Abayi. Amal Abayi l'Rav Dimi. So Abayi said to Rav Dimi, Mipli Gisu, are you arguing with Ravin that you have your cheshbon of the six etzbois and Ravin only has the four etzbois? Amalei Rav Dimi said, "Lo, no, there's no machlekes. Hab Rabbi Vasa, hab Bidzutrasa. But like Lincoln, it depends which fingers you're using to measure." So Rashi brings us back to a Gemara Masechtas Menachos, where it says that when you're talking about a tefach, it depends which finger you're using. We're always using the thickness of the finger. But as you know, you have a thick finger called the thumb, which is thicker than the others. And then you have a thinner finger called the pinky, which is thinner than the others. And then you have the three middle ones, which are all basically the same. Anybody want to experiment? Look at your hand. You'll see that the thumb is wider, the pinky is thinner, and the other three are basically all the same. So, what is the shir of a tefach? So it depends. If you're talking about the agudel, agudel means the thumb, four thumb widths, one tefach. If you're talking about a pinky, six pinky widths are a tefach. If you're talking about the middle three fingers, then it's five finger widths. So it's four, five, or six. And what Avdimi tells us is that Ravin and I are not arguing. When I say six, I'm talking about six pinkies. When Ravin says four, he's talking about four agudlim, four thumbs. Okay, so that's great. Who wants machloikis? We want to have this Yisrael. Well, you know, if you can put everybody on the same page, that's great. Amalei, so Abaye said, lai plegisu. I think that there is a machloikis after all. Not in the numbers. The four and the six equal each other. That we agree. But ba'oim and rubel aparitz, mishtei ruchais plegisu. There is a machloikis. But you have oim and rubel aparitz from both sides. Lididoch, have oimed, mishtei ruchais. L'rov and miruach achas have oimed, mishtei ruchais loy have oimed. What does the Gemara mean to say? Let's go back to Rav Dimi for a moment. Rav Dimi says 2 plus 2 plus 2. Ravin said, you have etzvah mechtza, have a space of an etzvah in between, another etzvah mechtza. Why did Ravin have to go and change the case to 1.5, one in the middle, and 1.5? Because Ravin felt that each one of the passim, if you will, like we had in the Sechta Shabbos, or in each case, each one of the oimdim, for purposes of Tumah v'Tahara, has to be greater than the parutz. And that's why Ravin said, this is 1.5, make sure that the space in between, the hole in the middle, is 1, and then you have 1.5 on the other side. So you don't need to come onto the tziruf of both to overwhelm the parutz. Each side, the oimin is meruba ala parutz. Because if you had to come onto two together, says Ravin, that wouldn't work. But Rav Dimi says it does work. Because in Avdim you have two. Each one of them, the oimed is not greater than the paret. It's only by putting the two oimdim together, mishtei ruchois, they are greater than the opening in the middle. And does of the Yomara, laya pligisa, Abaye says that there is a machloikis. Oimed rubel aparet mishtei ruchois pligisa. Lididach, according to your Avdimi, have oim mishtei ruchois. The only way that the six are mitzdarif to make a full tefach is by collecting together and adding 2 plus 2. 4 is more than 2. But if you were to look at each oimet on its own, it's not more than 2. It's the same as 2, but it's not more. And I got to have an oimet meruba al haparit. So according to you, have a mishtei ruchais nachamu. The didach have an oimet mishtei ruchais. The only way that you can come up with an oimet is by adding the 2 plus the 2. To go and overwhelm the space in the middle. No, it has to be that each individual one has to be wider. That's why it's 1.5. 1 and 1.5, as opposed to just splitting it equally like Ravin did. If you have to go and add two together, the 2 plus 2, to go and overwhelm the two in the middle, that's nishgit. If you're going to tell me that there's no machloikis even in this halacha, why did Ravin have to come up with 1.5, 1 and 1.5? He should have done the same thing as you. Just like Rav Dimi did. 2, 2, 2. To add up to 6, he should do etzv v'sholish mikan, v'yatzv v'sholish mikan, v'yatzv v'sholish mikan, revach be'emtza. 1 times 1.3, right? If each one of them is 1.3, 1.3 plus 1.3 plus 1.3 is 4 altogether. That would have been exactly the same type of allocation that Rav Dimi did. Rav Dimi did 2, 2, 2. He would have done 1.3, 1.3, 1.3. You know why Ravin didn't do 1.3, 1.3? Because he held that you have to have oimed meruba al aparetz, even meruach achas, that each one of the ruchais is larger than the middle, and not that you have to come onto a tziruf of the right and the left to be greater than the hole in the middle. So there's a machloikis. So that's the case. And what I should have said is etzva ushnei shlishim mikan. The etzva ushnei shlishim mikan. Etzva ayim ushnei shlishim reva ba'amtza. What does that mean? Let's see how that formulation works out. Etzva ushnei shlishim is 1 2/3. Etzva ushnei shlishim on the other side is also 1 2/3. If you add those together, 1 2/3 and 1 2/3 gets you to 3 1/3. That's ba'ayim ushnei shlishim reva ba'amtza, and you have 2 2/3 in the middle. So 3 1/3 is greater than 2 2/3, and therefore the adteshte ruchais from both sides being greater than the middle. So therefore, says the Gemara, so he's saying, according to me, that's the way I should have said it. If I'm trying to overwhelm the middle, instead of talking about 2 2 2, I should have talked about 1 2/3. Middle is 2 2/3. And then again, 1 2/3. That the only way I'm able to overwhelm the middle is to take the two ruchais together, the right and the left, because adding together 2 times 1 2/3 gets me to 3 1/3, which is larger than 2 2/3. Why didn't I give that example? I'll tell you why. The part is ki'oimit balginan. The machloikis is not legabe that being mitzar of two together, two ruchais, to mevatel the middle space in the middle. No. The machloikis is like we had before in the early discussion of the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, when it's part it's ki oimid, meaning you got two, and you got two, and two, where the parutz and the oimid are exactly the same size. That's the shaila. Everybody knows you have to have oimid meruba ala parutz. Everybody knows you cannot have parutz meruba ala oimid. What happens if they're exactly the same? This is the oimid and the parutz, and they're the same amount. Says the Gemara, that's what Rav Dimi was trying to prove. That even though you have oimid and parutz, it's still good. And you can use it as long as when you add together the two oimdim, they are larger than the parutz. However, Rav Rovin respectfully disagrees, and therefore he doesn't allow for a third, 1 1/3, 1 1/3, 1 1/3, because that would be parutz ka'imit. He doesn't agree to parutz ka'imit. So it's not that the machloikis is the gabe, the shtei ruchais being mitztarif to mevatel the middle. Rather, the machloikis is whether parutz ka'imit works for the purposes of hilchais tuma, and also for purposes of hilchais Shabbos. So that's the end of today's Gemara. Any questions, Rabbi Isai? Hearing none, and yet should we continue tomorrow at 8:20 instead of 8:05 to allow people for a few more minutes for Hallel and for Musaf in Mietz Hashem. Mietz is 17 on Friday. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai Zaki Ben Zaki Gesund, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining.